Welcome to Cybersecurity Townsville, the podcast dedicated to empowering local Townsville businesses with the knowledge and strategies to protect themselves from cyber threats. Brought to you by National PC, your trusted technology success partner, we deliver insights shaped by the National PC way, a proactive, holistic approach to business success. Let's jump in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Cybersecurity Townsville. I'm Lee Kefford, and today we're diving into a crucial topic. Why does cybersecurity matter for Townsville businesses? Now, I get it. Many business owners believe they're too small to be targeted. After all, why would hackers go after a local construction firm, an accounting office, or a healthcare clinic? Well, the truth is, cybercriminals don't discriminate. They're not manually picking targets. They're using automated attacks, scanning for weaknesses in businesses of all sizes. If you think cybercriminals aren't interested in you, think again. It's not a matter of if, but when your business will be targeted. So, what are the biggest cyber threats businesses in Townsville need to be aware of? 1. Phishing scams. Phishing is one of the easiest ways for hackers to get inside a business. It only takes one employee clicking on a fraudulent email to compromise an entire system. The scary part? Phishing attacks are getting more sophisticated. They look like legitimate emails from trusted sources. They create urgency, claiming your account will be suspended or your invoice is overdue. And sometimes, they even come from a real email account that's already been compromised. 2. Business email compromise attacks. Speaking of email accounts being compromised, business email compromise is a massive issue, one that costs businesses billions of dollars every year. These attacks work like this. A hacker gains access to a legitimate email account. They monitor conversations, waiting for the right moment to impersonate someone within the business. Then they send a fraudulent email, often requesting a payment transfer to a new account. And because these emails come from a real person's email address, they're extremely convincing. In fact, this is exactly what happens in my audiobook, Sitting Duck, The Phone Call You Don't Want to Receive. It's a fictionalized story, but it's based on real events happening every day. If you want to understand just how easy it is for a cybercriminal to take control of a business, go listen to it. It's available now on Spotify and leading audiobook platforms. Ransomware attacks. Ransomware is another growing threat. Imagine waking up one morning, turning on your computer, and seeing a message that says your files are encrypted. Pay $100,000 to regain access. It's happening right now to businesses that thought they were safe. These attacks shut down operations completely, and many businesses never recover. Let's make one thing clear. Cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue. It's a business priority. Think about the impact a cyber attack could have on your company. Financial losses. Whether it's stolen funds, downtime, or recovery costs, the financial impact can be devastating. Reputational damage. Customers lose trust in businesses that suffer breaches. Operational disruptions. A ransomware attack can bring everything to a standstill, preventing you from accessing your own systems. That's why at National PC, we don't just talk about cybersecurity as something for the IT team to handle. We help businesses integrate security into their overall strategy, making it part of how they operate every day. So what can you do to strengthen your cybersecurity right now? Here are 3 simple but effective steps. 1. Train your team. Your employees are your first line of defense against cyber attacks. Educating them on how to recognize phishing emails, suspicious links, and fraudulent invoices is critical. 2. Use multi-factor authentication, MFA. MFA adds an extra layer of security by requiring a second form of verification, like a mobile code, before logging into accounts. Even if a hacker steals a password, they still can't get in without the additional authentication. 3. Get an Empower Systems assessment. Most businesses don't even realize where they're vulnerable. That's why we offer the Empower Systems assessment at National PC, a tailored approach to identifying risks and implementing proactive security strategies. If you're serious about protecting your business, this is your first step toward real security. That's it for today's episode of Cybersecurity Townsville. If today's discussion has you thinking about your own business security, here's what to do next. Book your free Empower Systems assessment at nationalpc.com.au. It's the easiest way to understand where your business is vulnerable and how to fix it. Check out my audiobook, Sitting Duck, The Phone Call You Don't Want to Receive. It's a short but powerful listen about how a business email compromise attack unfolds and the real-world impact it has on businesses. Available now on Spotify and leading audiobook platforms. Subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. Next time, we'll be breaking down phishing attacks, how they work, how to spot them, and how to protect your business from becoming a victim. And if you're interested in even more cybersecurity insights, check out my other podcast, Don't Be a Sitting Duck, where we cover real-world cybercrime cases and break down the lessons businesses need to learn. Until then, stay safe, stay proactive, and remember, cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue, it's a business priority.